This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what's taking place in the grains?
Well, luckily we had a little bit of a quiet overnight after yesterday's sell-off across all the ag sector, including the grains. But corn, you know, steady to a little higher on the front end, a little lower in the new crop. Beans up 1 to 2 cents, just pretty quiet there. Wheat a little lower even after we got word that India has lifted their import tariffs and they're going to apparently start importing some wheat. And when they do that, that becomes a big deal. A lot of the prognosticators are anticipating that they're going to import somewhere in the 6 to 7 million metric tons of wheat from the global marketplace. And that becomes a big deal, especially when you're looking at private estimates that have Russian production trimmed by 5 to 7 million metric tons as well. So that becomes a big number, and that supply has to come from somewhere. Even amidst all those rumors, we're still seeing a lower market, which makes me think maybe we had some of this dialed in already. But in the case of the row crops, they're at least treading water after yesterday's sell-off, so hopefully we can see a little positive reaction here today.
You mentioned the sell-off almost across the board yesterday. How much of that do you point to the typical lining up of the position squaring towards the end of the month and kind of getting everything in order for the start of a new month?
I think that's a lot of it, and you also kind of transition the psyche of the average ag trader as you get into June. You've gotten past the initial spike of protein demand for the Memorial Day holiday. The general sentiment shifts to weather focus, and the outlook is generally looking a little more cooperative moving forward for most.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
July corn up a half cent at 4.55 and three quarters. July soybeans up 1.5 at 12.15 and a half. July soybean meal up $4.50 at $373.60. July soybean oil down 95 cents at $44.93. On the Merck, June live cattle up 17 cents at $183.52. August feeder cattle up 17 cents at $260.42. June lean hogs down 7 cents at $93.70. June pork cutout unchanged at $102.25. And Class 3 milk unchanged at $19.32. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.